In this video, we'll talk about the first component of functional fitness, power. When you first think of the word power, you may think of the word strength next. When it comes to working out, though, this isn't the case. Power and strength are two different aspects when it comes to exercise, each targeting and influencing different parts of the body. What is power? Power refers to your speed in doing something. When you're performing an act at high speed and fluency, such as jumping and running, this is referred to as your power. Power does have other meanings in other situations, such as the power or influence you have over someone or a certain situation, but this does not apply to exercise. When you say that somebody is powerful in terms of their physique, you refer to the speed it takes someone to do something. To clarify this point, consider the following example. When you're capable of doing 50 push-ups continuously, you're considered strong because of this capability. If you could do 50 push-ups in 2 minutes, you'd be considered strong. But if the person next to you can do 50 push-ups in half that time, they would be considered more powerful than you. The same applies even when you're competing in sports. If you're swimming, if you and another person can only do 5 laps in one go, you're both as strong as each other. But if the person swimming alongside you can do it in 7 minutes while you do it in 10, they're more powerful than you. You can have the same level of strength as someone, but not the same level of power. Having the same amount of strength as someone isn't that hard to achieve, as you may think. When it comes to having the same amount of power, though, it becomes very challenging to find someone on the exact same level as you. Don't get the wrong idea, though. Power and strength are both connected. Power is actually a combination of speed and the strength you have in order to do something. Without adequate strength, you won't have any power to exert. You'll also find that over a period of time, you'll lose your power faster than you lose your strength. This is because over time, your body adjusts to wielding the strength it has. But as your body's original shape deteriorates over the years, your joints and muscles don't react as quickly as they would have done before. Power is much harder to maintain than your level of power. The most common way to enhance your power would be by applying heavier weights to your workout so that you can perform your actions with greater resistance. To further understand why you need to maintain your level of power, think of all the places where you need to be quicker and have more speed. Power in your daily life. Have you ever watched the public bus drive past when you need to catch it and broken into a run? This is where your power would heavily influence whether or not you catch that bus. Most people have the strength to run across the street, but not everyone has the power to run across the street fast enough to catch the bus. If you do, then all is good for you. You'll reach work on time. But for those who don't, something has to change, perhaps getting a car. Or you can develop greater power to enhance your strength and speed. With all things you do, there's a certain amount of strength and ability required. Moving around items in your house requires strength you may not use on a daily basis. Cleaning, for example, sweeping and dusting depend on a consistent movement of swaying your arm to and fro. You can have this strength to do so continuously, but do you have the power to do it quickly enough? With power comes more valuable time in your grasp. How so? Think of all the things you have to do in one day. There are some things that will inevitably take time, like driving during traffic, waiting on the elevator, and holding your spot in line during rush hour at the cafe. But during the day, there are things you can control, such as climbing the stairs, walking, or even getting ready in the morning. If you can better the actions you have control over every day, you can spare yourself more time and energy for those things beyond your control. With more time, you'll also have more stamina for the rest of your day. Some people are pooped after their daily morning routine, and if that's you, then there's no way you're getting through the day on an energized, positive principle. You shouldn't be crawling on all fours to get through your day. You should be walking with stride each day, invigorated and prepared for the following days. This is why you need power throughout your day. You don't have to be a strong man to have power. Any ordinary person can enhance their power to become a better, more efficient version of themselves. Through progressive workouts, you can improve your performance. Think of power as the applications on a device to ease your understanding. Your phone would be your strength. With your phone, you're able to call people anywhere you go. With applications, you're allowed to do more at faster speeds. You have access to social media and games. The more applications you have, the more you can do in less time. With only a phone, you have a base. With applications, you build up on that base to make it stronger. Power moves. A note to remember, when it comes to most exercise moves, they've already combined all four components of functional fitness into the exercise. The following exercises are examples of those that you can use to gain benefit in all fields, including power, with these reasons further explained. 1. Jump squats. Jump squats are great for enhancing your core and leg power. This gives you the strength to withstand the resistance of squatting or simply bending down. With this move, you can bend your knees easier, knees being a primary area that wear out the fastest. You don't have to jump in this move if it's your first time. You could simply squat to alleviate the strain off this motion. 2. Dumbbell curl. This move is by far the easiest to introduce to your workout. Take one dumbbell in each hand and curl your arms at a steady pace. This helps you improve your general arm strength. With this, your arms won't succumb to heavy burdens when you pick up larger objects. The dumbbell curl can be made harder by holding your positions longer. Introducing squats alongside the move or by lifting the dumbbells over your head and then dropping them before curling your arms. Of course, all of these moves should be done after you're properly accustomed to regular dumbbell curves. 3. Plyo lateral lunge. Rather than the usual lunge facing forward, take your lunges to the side. Stand straight with your arms down. Move your left leg outward to the left. Stretch your left leg out so that it is straight, but your right leg is bent, and go as far down as you comfortably can. This will help your legs adapt to a side movement and strain from the upper body. This can help with extending your leg and bending down. When you feel comfortable with this move, introduce weights or resistance bands under your straightened leg. This will help the buildup of power in your legs. 4. Burpee. This move is both as classic as it is functional. Your entire body's accustomed to general strain, from crouching to bending down to jumping, all in one fluent move. Start by going down with your knees bent to your chest, and then pump them out so you're in a planking position. After doing this, bring your legs back to your chest and jump upwards. As soon as you land flat on your feet, repeat this cycle. To make this slightly more challenging, bring your knees up to your chest while you're jumping. That way, your jumps have a stronger spring to them.